What an interesting way to start the day on that passage, or that passage about John the Baptist. Again, John the Baptist, I liked what they said in our prayer to begin the Passion of Jesus, cousin, St. John the Baptist, that he was born before Jesus and he died before Jesus. And we saw what was really some of the brutality of sinfulness throughout all of history. You know, Herod was ready to kill John the Baptist just because of his lust, looking for his brother's wife. I mean, just stop and pause on that one to start. Imagine, yeah, I want a different wife, so I'll take my brother's wife. And that'd be like me going to my brother Andy or Michael saying, well, I don't want to be a priest anymore, so I'll just take my brother's wife. Like, that's disgusting, right? And it, you know, right now we're going through that, some brutal times in our Catholic Church with the sex abuse. That's not like brand new. I mean, let's just be honest. It's bad and sad, but just read the Bible. Of something, I mean, we're not killing people, right? There's some in extreme that it's bad in one way, but another way it's like, yeah, people are, John the Baptist, his head was chopped off because he proclaimed God's word for marriage of his cousin Jesus, that taught about divorce and remarriage is being adultery. Not only in this case that Herodias harbored a grudge against him, because John the Baptist knew, and he was proclaiming it, and Herodias was waiting just to kill him. And there too, again, in our freedom in our country right now, even some tough times going on, like, I don't think anybody right now is going to me to try to kill me to proclaim what we believe as Catholics in our morality. But Herodias, he wants him dead. I mean, again, just think of, hope that pricks your conscience and just the reality of what's going on when we read the scriptures, when we listen to the scriptures. And then you enter into a girl. Well, that too, I didn't look into the Greek and what are we talking, and I do know that at least two things with the Jewish culture against, you know, the Roman culture, that in the Jewish culture, women are basically property. And Mary was 12 to 14 years old when she gave birth to Jesus. So the whole culture back then is different than ours today, which is different by probably almost a doubled age. You know, think about most people today giving birth, you're talking 24, 26, 30 years old. But you had a girl, the mother's girl, the mother that wants to kill John the Baptist. And so put forward your girl. And obviously she did some sort of seductive or type of dance that went to Herod to the point where, I will give you half my country, my half my property. Well, obviously, I mean, you know, I don't want to judge, if you will, but the things in my mind is, okay, a probably young girl, probably provocative, seductive, from her mother, who is using her child as her own property, and he can receive basically anything, half of Herod's territory. And this girl running back, what should I ask for? Well, let's take John the Baptist's head. What? Like, that is crazy. What we think today is crazy, it is true. But look at the history of our faith and what our Catholic and Christian morality has been going against for centuries and centuries and centuries. When his disciples heard about it, meaning the fact that his head was lopped off, they came and took his body and laid it in a tomb. I think that's also very important. One word, the tomb. Because who later, following John the Baptist, the bridge between the old and the new, the prophets to the king, the person that was also persecuted against all sin, against all wish of killing the Savior of the world, Jesus Christ. And as John the Baptist, he began his passion like Jesus had his passion. John the Baptist, his friends, brought his body to a tomb. Well, John the Baptist stayed in that tomb. But Jesus Christ, he destroyed death itself and left that tomb to be resurrection. Praise God. And bring what Jesus is teaching us in this gospel, in the martyrdom of St. John the Baptist, to face our culture, to face our demons, to focus again against our own sinfulness and our own gifts, against the challenges that we each face, to be forgiven, to grow closer to our Christ, to our Lord. And today we say, St. John the Baptist, pray for us.